The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580 Nation. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you live from the heartbeat of the African-American culture, Leimert Park, the KBLA Talk 1580 studios inside this great community that we call the motherland of Los Angeles. On Urban Family Focus, we talk about the subjects that aren't talked about enough within our community. Subjects like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. We bring qualified experts that offer their knowledge, tools, coping skills needed for individuals and families to live their best life. And speaking of living your best life, our word for the week from Sister Nawili, a Leimert Park treasure, is when you forgive, you don't change the past, you change the future. Our goal here on Urban Family Focus is to make sure the early bird gets the worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or condition, the opportunity to hear and share real life stories, the resources to help improve that situation, and the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. I don't want you to forget that New Year's resolution you made to tell everybody you know about KBLA Talk 1580, the only Black-owned and operated progressive talk station west of the Mississippi. And remind them to download that KBLA app where they can listen anytime, anywhere. You see, we don't have ABC, NBC, or CBS to promote us, so we have to do it ourselves. So let's come together as a community and let everybody know about this treasure that we have called KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580. Our focal point this morning is financial literacy. And today's discussion is taking the stress out of tax prep, tax planning, and tax paying. You know, it's this time of year, many of us are feeling the pressure of what to do and what we should have done regarding the annual dance with the IRS. Death and taxes are two occurrences we can depend on, but death only occurs once, and taxes have been around and are consistent for a long time. The first recorded organized taxation was in Egypt around 3000 BC. The tax practice continued to develop as Greek civilizations overtook much of Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. The early Romans had a taxation that included consumption taxes, custom taxes, duty taxes, and certain direct taxes. Julius Caesar was the first to implement a sales tax at 1% flat rate and applied it across his empire. Under Augustus Caesar, the tax rate was 4%, closer to the rate that many of the states in the U.S. have today. Income tax is an issue for most people, but not all people. According to the Tax Policy Center, 44% of U.S. citizens don't pay income tax because their earnings weren't sufficient to reach the lowest tax rate. So I guess that means to avoid the tax man, you got to be super rich or super poor. With us this morning to help us minimize that stress and confusion around tax time is David Murphy. David is the CEO of D.L. Murphy, Inc., a firm that has experts in the areas of tax planning, preparation, real estate, and real estate financing. He's an enrolled agent and authorized to practice before the Internal Revenue Service. He's also a licensed real estate broker in the state of California, and he's a mortgage loan originator, working as a principal for C2 Financial Corporation, one of the largest real estate lenders in the country. He has 35 years of experience representing clients, resolving most complicated tax problems and real estate issues. David's a speaker, an educator, youth mentor, and is in the process of securing a JD. Mr. Murphy, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
All right. Thank you very much, Gerald. And I want to congratulate you on your show and KBLA and Tavis and bringing the talk radio to the community, and particularly here in Leimert Park.
Well, we're glad to have you this morning, brother. So we got a minute or two. So just tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a tax and real estate expert.
Oh, man, where do you want to start at? I'll kind of go back from the beginning, which I think kind of helps us all develop who we are today. Born in Arkansas, family migrated out here in L.A., and family was out here, and then we moved up to Central California, got through that, which I have some roots from there, and good morals and all my friends up there. Went into the military, came back to L.A., went to college, and as I was an engineering major in college, I found out that I was really good with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Started doing taxes for myself, my friends, my relatives, opened up the business, got my credentials, and kind of here we are today. That's the short story of it.
So that's the short story of how he got to be the expert. Started out doing it yourself, helped that you were like the Uncle Bubba on the corner, do the taxes for everybody on the block.
Not quite that. I was working at RTD, if any of y'all know who that is, back in the day. Started with the, you know, colleagues there, workers there, families and friends, and kind of grew. Love the business and start getting my credentials.
Okay, well, you know, David, I got a little few questions for you today, because I know there's a lot of people out there this time of year that gets a little stressed out mm-hmm. about the tax situation. The tax laws are constantly changing, so every year there's something new, and I think that's part of the stress that people have, and you know, just trying to figure out how do they get by without paying, how much should they pay, and how can they avoid that big tax hit that causes problems, you know, for years to come. So we're going to get to those type of questions and give you an opportunity to expound a little bit more on your background and your history when we come forward. This is KBLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus, and today we're getting that stress off your back from the IRS.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Need a COVID-19 test today? Don't guess. Get the test. African American churches have opened their doors for free, no appointment testing. Go to blackchurchtesting.com for drive-through sites near you. Go to blackchurchtesting.com today. Again, that's blackchurchtesting.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket,
pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a lounge singer to be their office receptionist.
Hello, this is Mickey Marquis, and you've reached the office of Duggan Associates. Thank you very much. Catch me Tuesday nights at the Hotel Johnson. Hello?
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Duggan Associates, this is Mickey Marquis. Hello?
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
$2,000 would save my life. $200 would ease the pain.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're talking about relieving the stress of tax planning, tax preparation, and helping get that IRS off your back. You know, this is a time of year when everybody's thinking about preparing taxes. And with us today is David Murphy, who is an EA and CEO of DL Murphy, Inc. And before we get back into our conversation with Mr. Murphy, I just want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our community has access to careers and living wages, opportunities to start and grow their business, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. Mr. Murphy, you were talking about how you got started doing your colleagues' taxes at the RTD. We remember the green bus and the red bus and all those different buses we had to take to get from the east side of town to the west side of town. So tell us, now you have a thriving business and you've been doing this for 35 years. So tell us how you went from that young man at RTD thinking about his future to having the business that you have today.
Okay. I started doing more and finally came out of the place that I was living in, my apartment. Well, no, I had a condo over in Village Green. And Tom Bradley, remember when Tom Bradley was in office? Tom Bradley, on his last year there, he was giving out small business loans to African-American businesses. Mm-hmm. So I had a partner, and we got a $13,000 loan. We split it, and I rented my office, got my first computer, my desk, paid some rent. And we started right down the street on Crenshaw, right across at 3860 Crenshaw, right across from Angela's Funeral Home. Was probably there for about 6 or 7 years. Then we moved to Westchester, California, La Tijera in Manchester. Was there for about 15 years. And then right now we're in Culver City. So over that time, I saw the needs of the community, wanted to be more engaged in offering professional high-end tax service. And here we are today, 35 years later. So that one loan, just to let people know, that Tom Bradley loan.
Right. It started your business and many others in this city.
We've hired a lot of people over the years. Yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have some questions for you today regarding their taxes and that they're getting ready to get into. So I want everybody to know, if you have a question for Mr. Murphy or a comment about the IRS and some issues you've had in the past, give us a call here at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580, the KBLA Talk Radio hotline, and Mr. Murphy will be here to answer your questions. David, the one thing I want to ask you is that I notice you have this insignia EA after your name. And you told me that that stands for enrolled agent. There may be some people that don't know, what is an enrolled agent and why is that important in your profession?
An enrolled agent is one of the designations that you can get, just like a CPA or an attorney. And most, and when you get the enrolled agent designation, there's two ways to get it. You can work for the Internal Revenue Service for a certain amount of time and go through their process. Or you can study and do it the, you know, the kind of the hard way. And when I passed my EA test, I think it was a 2 or 3 day pencil and paper test.
So you no computers.
No computers at that time.
No Google. No Google for the answers. I guess.
No Google for the answers. Yeah. When I started preparing taxes, everything was pencil and paper. But anyway, to become an enrolled agent, once you pass the test, they give you the designation. And then each year you have to have so many hours of continuing education. Being an enrolled agent and a broker and also doing loans, you can imagine I do a lot of continuing ed every year. But that's what gives me the focus in taxes. Most enrolled agents will prepare taxes. They specialize in tax preparation and representation, where the CPA or an attorney may not specialize in those areas. They could, but they may not because they may be doing other scopes. And enrolled agents can prepare taxes throughout the country. Whereas a CPA, they can be licensed in other states, and same thing with attorneys, have to be licensed. But an enrolled agent, we can prepare taxes for any of the states that's required to file.
Okay. And does that give you a leg up when it's time to actually have to negotiate with the IRS or have a conversation with them on your client's behalf? Do they give you any special consideration, or they treat you like they treat everybody else?
No, you're right. That's a good question. Certain designations can go represent taxpayers before the Internal Revenue Service. So you can go down there yourself and you can take your cousin or your aunt or your brother, right? But they may not have the expertise. But certain accountants, enrolled agents, attorneys, and CPAs are authorized by the Internal Revenue Service to literally go represent the client without the client being there per se.
Okay.
Whereas somebody who's not licensed, you may have to go down together.
Yeah.
So or over the phone or, you know, however you communicate with them.
Right. So today we're talking about the stress that people feel at this time of the year. And a lot of times that stress is because they didn't prepare before it came, or they don't know what to do now that it's upon them. So can you give our audience an explanation of what the anatomy of a tax preparation is all about?
Well, okay, I could do it. I'm going to give you a really simple way that I think a lot of my first-time clients and clients that come around, I give them this analogy. You know, we could go through a tax returns, a 1040, Schedule A, and you know, 1120s and 1041s, and AGI, and adjusted gross income, and all the technical stuff. But I'm going to break it down to where I think everybody will understand it as we're going through some of these items today. So the first thing you would consider is if you had a basket, a bucket, or whatever you wanted to use, and you put all of your income into this bucket, that's where you're going to start at. Call that bucket the Internal Revenue's tax return.
Right.
And that would be all of your income, W-2s, wages, interest income, capital gains, rental, net rental income, income from S corporations, pass through entities, LLCs, drug money, prostitution, any income that you may make, just put it in this basket. And what the IRS says and the rules are from their 71,000 pages, of which probably a couple thousand pertains to individual income taxes, they give you rules to take the money, take items out of that basket to reduce that the amount of income that's in there, whatever's left is taxable. So you want to have a professional that knows what to take out, knows all the rules, what items you can pull out of the basket. And I can give you some examples of that. Mortgage interest, medical expenses, property taxes, taxes you pay to the state, various things we can take out as we can go through it. Credits can come out of that basket. So the goal is to, one, don't even make income or have revenue that doesn't even go into the basket, because some revenue is taxed at a different rate once it goes in. So, the, you know, like IRAs, you don't have to put money in there. You can take it out. But the goal is to make as much money as possible in your throughout the year and have as little money as possible left in the basket at the end of the year and with IRS tax. that's why you want to go to a professional.
You know, that's has always been my general idea. You know, you make whatever you make, you have your write-offs, we call them, mm-hmm. and you
write-off expenses, deductions.
And at the end of the day, you know, you don't owe as much because you have less income to be taxed. That's taxable.
Right.
But, you know, is there anything in the situations that I'll just speak for me personally where you ended up paying a lot more taxes that year than you intended to or anticipated? Is there anything that I can do from a planning standpoint throughout the year before I get ready to come see you or somebody like you to assure that I've got all my ducks in a row, so to speak, so that basket can be emptied out easier?
Yes. I think, well, you get into tax planning and strategies then, and it depends on what type of income you have, whether you're self-employed, whether you're an S-Corp, an LLC, a corporation, a trust, whatever that may be. So you want to have a good preparer or an accountant that you can talk to, get in, and we'll get into who that's, you know, how that is, how you choose them. But you probably want somebody that's there the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
If your income calls that, some of these companies you go to, they're there from January through April, and you go back on May the 1st, and the place is a donut shop now or something in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So planning gets into that so that you can use your strategies to defer income. You can use strategies throughout the year to write off certain things. How are we going to write it off?
Mm-hmm.
And know how it's going to affect your taxes, because you want to know what your taxes and your income is going to be at the end of the year before the end of the year. You don't want to wait until April and look back 1 year.
Right. Because, I mean, so one of the things we can do to alleviate the stress of having to deal with the IRS and the consequences of not having your ducks in a row is to stay in communication with whoever you use to prepare your taxes throughout the year. You know, things change, situations change, jobs change, businesses change, your relationship,
marriage,
a lot of
kids,
stuff changes throughout the year. So if you have somebody that you can pick up the phone and have a conversation with all year long, it saves some of that stress at the end of the year when it's time to start thinking about preparing your taxes.
Exactly. One of our strong points is that I'm available. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can call me in the middle of the summer, you know, driving to wherever, or you go to Vegas and win some money. I've had clients win significant amounts of money in Vegas.
Right.
What should I do? They're in Vegas. They want me to sign the papers.
Right.
Or you're selling properties, or you're starting a business, you're getting a divorce, you're having kids, you're moving, you're buying. So there's a lot of situations to where you should contact your accountant and your other professionals, your insurance person, your attorneys. Depending upon your income level, if you just have a W-2, you know, you may not need that. You may not need to pay the amount of money that you would pay a professional. But we can get into who prepares your taxes later.
Right. Well, that was on my mind as you were talking. That was the next thing, because we do have, you know, in big cities like L.A. and I'm sure all over the country, you know, we have several options when it comes to tax preparation. You know, we have everything from a CPA to an EA. We have people who are certified to prepare taxes. You know, we have our franchises that we see advertised on television all the time who prepare taxes. We have those pop-ups that you referred to that only are there a few months out of the year to help a certain segment of society get those tax credits, and they give them a loan. And then when the income tax comes back, they take their money off the top. And then we have the person you used to be, that friend who prepares your taxes. You know, and as I said earlier, everybody's got that Uncle Bubba who prepares taxes for the family. How do we, or how should one, decide which one of those things work for them? Because you use the word professionals. In a sense, all of these entities work and have a purpose, or they wouldn't exist. So how do I decide, or where does your income level have to be, or how do we determine which one of those places to go?
That's a good question. Prior to 2018, when the previous president kind of changed the tax rules, I would say that there was a cutoff, 75, 80, maybe 90,000, before you really wanted to go to someone like myself or a CPA. Since then, and the tax rules have changed, you probably want to look at get the same end results, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's where I would probably start at. And you would want to interview your preparers, just like you'd interview anyone else. How much experience, how much time they have in the business, are they, can they specialize in your particular issue? Maybe it's capital gains, maybe it's, you know, you had cryptocurrency that sold that year, you had interest. So you want to speak to somebody, give them your scenario, and see if they can satisfy, you know, give you the services that you need for your taxes.
Right, right. We're talking with David Murphy, EA, professional tax preparer. He's also a real estate broker, and he can also help us get loans. But today we're talking about relieving the stress and dealing with the IRS. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation and take some of your calls and answer some of your questions about how to get through this tax season without having to pull what little hair you have left out of your head. This is Reverend Gerald, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. A Texas federal judge is issuing a preliminary injunction against President Biden's federal COVID vaccine mandate. Judge Jeffrey Brown ruled Friday that Biden was abusing his authority. The judge criticized the White House for issuing the order without congressional approval, while noting, however, that he believes people should get the shot. And a series of leaked emails from 2016 show Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti's advisor and former chief of staff Anna Guerrero called Black Lives Matter Los Angeles annoying. She also said Mayor Garcetti didn't like that a former civilian police commissioner had positive things to say about BLM. Guerrero was placed on leave last year, but returned to work in November as a strategic advisor to the mayor. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Try Jack in the Box's shareable new 25-piece $6 Tiny Tacos Big Box and three dipping sauces. It's meant to share anyway, but how you eat your tiny tacos is up to you. Order now on the Jack app or have it delivered.
Excuse me, now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? What image comes to mind when you hear the word homeless? Do you believe it to be a big city urban problem? A problem that only affects cities like Los Angeles and New York City that have been inundated with panhandlers and tent encampments. But what causes one to become homeless? And what strategies could be implemented to assist in helping people achieve and maintain housing stability? And do you believe having access to affordable housing should be a right in this country? Well, you've come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station. Of the people, by the people, for the people. KBLA Talk 1580, and we got you covered round the clock. Racism.
We don't hate white people, we hate the oppressor, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow.
We got you. Miseducation, we got you. Gun violence, we have you covered.
You dig what I'm saying?
A black-owned and operated, evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me. Welcome home,
Welcome
LA.
Home, LA.
We're all in this together. It's KBLA Talk 1580. Broadcasting from the heart of L.A.'s Leimert Park. We've got a lot to talk about.
Everything was all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about prescription delivery options making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water.
Smarter with the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water.
Smarter with the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum. The surprising way to
save water.
Adversity introduces a man to himself. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
Gonna live my life, feel so good to get it right.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. Happy New Year, Happy New You. Throughout the month of January, we have a special treat for all of our KBLA app users. Never let misery have the last word. 7 short essays on how to bounce back. Bounce
we
back.
All have purpose.
No time for moping around. Are you kidding?
Week we'll be sending out push alerts to your mobile phone or smart device with audio inspiration from this forthcoming book that will help you recalibrate and get ready to bounce back in 2022.
We may have to pick up and move on scarred and broken and bruised.
With essays entitled, You're Still You, Stir Up the Gift, Minute by Minute, Be Grateful, and Never Mind the Naysayers, these free audio commentaries from the book, Never Let Misery Have the Last Word, will help get you back on your square and ready for your breakthrough this year. All you have to do to receive this free gift each week during the month of January is to download the KBLA app and wait for the weekly push alerts. That's it. So tell all your friends and family to download the KBLA app today, and enlightenment, encouragement, and empowerment is on the way.
They need to see your spirit come back to you.
Try again. Fail again. Fail better. But never let misery have the last word.
You gotta be in it to win. To win.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, a life coach and addiction counselor, here today with Mr. David Murphy, CEO of D.L. Murphy, Inc., enrolled agent, authorized to practice before the Internal Revenue Service. And Mr. Murphy stopped by this morning to help us relieve some of the stress that we feel this time of year, having to prepare for and get ready to deal with the IRS. Dave, we have a caller. On line one, we have Rena on line one. What is your question for Mr. Murphy this morning?
Hi, good morning. I have a daughter that has a full-time job and she's in college. And I want to know if I should continue to claim her on my taxes or should she file on her own?
So you have a daughter who's away in college and she's working while she's in college. And you don't know whether the best for the both of you for her to file on her own or whether you should continue to claim her on your taxes.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Common question that we get this time of the year starting. Well, congratulations on your daughter being in college there. I know that's quite an accomplishment nowadays. And she's living in state, out of state. Not that it makes a difference. Just asking.
Out of state.
Okay. So with your dependent, and your daughter is your dependent, as long as they're in college up to the age of 24, they can make as much money as they want to, right? The jobs, the midterm jobs. And they're going to get a W-2 for that. So you can still pick them up as a dependent. That's one thing on your tax returns. They can file their tax returns. There's a box on the returns that says I'm a dependent of another. So you want to make sure that they check that box if they're doing it on their own or, you know, online or something like that. If they don't check that box and file the return before you file your return electronically, when we file your return or the parent's return, it will kick it back saying that somebody's already used your dependent. So you want to make sure if she's doing it on her own, if she's going to professionals, but no. But if she's doing it on her own, which a lot of college students are, She needs to make sure she checks the box that says she's a dependent of another. Whether she's required to file depends upon the income. There is an income level where you don't need to file a return, but if she's in college and she's working and she's having money withheld per paycheck, even if she's below that income level where she's required to file, she may want to file to get her $89 back or whatever was held. If you look at box 2 or box 16 of her W-2, you'll see some numbers in there. And, you know, even if it's $8, have them file the return and get the money back. It kind of gets them into the system, gets them used to filing. If they're having a higher income, I usually recommend them come to talk to me for my clients and just kind of break them into the tax world properly so they understand how taxes work, whether they continue to use me or some, you know, or not. At least they'll get a good core understanding of how taxes work. Because believe it or not, a lot of colleges, they don't teach these young folks anything about taxes. I have the employees that come work for me. And I'm, you know, anyway, we won't go there. So I hope that answers your question on that. Or let's, did we answer it properly for you? Do you have any other?
No, that was great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for that call, Rena. And if you have a question for Mr. Murphy regarding tax planning or tax preparation, give us a call here at KBLA Talk 1580 at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. So, David, before we went to break, we were discussing a little bit about where we should go, whether we should go to a CPA or enrolled agent like yourself, one of the franchises. When can we do it ourselves? You know, a lot of people are profession doing it online. And no matter who does it, there's this thing that I hear a lot about in the tax world called tax credits. And I don't know how those things work, how they affect the rich or the poor. So can you explain how important or unimportant are the value of tax credits and who's eligible for what?
Okay, yeah, that's a great question there. Tax credits are literally what it says, a credit. So with a tax credit, you're going to get a dollar-for-dollar reduction of your tax. So if your tax was $1,000 and you had a $1,000 tax credit, and I'll give you an example of some of the items that are credits, that credit would, if it's a, that credit would reduce your taxes to zero. Now, there's refundable credits, which if that you can get back as a refund, and then there's credits that just reduce your taxes to zero, and then you can't use the rest of the credit. So that basket I was talking about, one of the items that you would utilize in that basket when you get your income down as low as legally possible, and we figure out your tax rate and your tax, what your tax liability is, those credits would be very important because if your taxes, like I said, are 1,000 and you got 500 credits, you automatically reduce your taxes to $500. So part of what's going on with the new bills that are out there, the BBB, which hasn't passed yet, and the other bills that Congress have been that passed, the other two that they passed, which I can't think of right now, are types of credits. The stimulus credits that we received in May of 20 and December of 20, the $1,400 credit that people may have gotten in 21, those are our tax credits that's giving to taxpayers in advance. So when you go to prepare your tax returns, your accountant is going to ask you, did you get your stimulus check, which is a credit? So what the government has done, they've kind of given you your credit in advance and given you cash instead of waiting until you file a return. But the other credits are child tax credits, dependent care credits, adoption credits, earned income credits for low-income taxpayers, savings credits. If you put energy windows or solar on your house, there's non-business property credits. There's electric fuel tax credits. There's a lot of credits out there. So the your cousin or whoever's preparing your taxes, that's when you start looking at the level of their credentials, because myself, I'm constantly staying on top of tax law, you know, and reading up on it and having scenarios. The amount of time that you're in the business also helps with, your who you go to understand that these credits can assist you.
All right, thank you. We have a few minutes. I want to get to another caller. Wow. We have Ken on line two. Ken, you have a question for David Murphy?
I sure do. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Wanted to find out, you hear a lot of ads about these tax repair companies that where you owe a lot of taxes and you're late with your taxes, they'll help you get them reduced or taken care of. How reliable and at what point would you consider something like that?
Okay, good question again. Well, there are a lot of, you know, as a matter of fact, I heard one at 5:30 this morning when I was up. There was one on cable, and they were talking about how they can save you taxes. The reliability of them depends upon the company, so you can look them up, their business, what kind of ratings they get. Most of them are I know we have advertising on this radio, so I don't want to get too far off into that. But most of them are trying to get calls because no one knows your tax situation until they look at your taxes, tax returns, figure out what your liability is, and figure out if you have the ability to pay the money. There are offering compromises. We can do installment agreements. You can set up, if you can't pay, you can go into a default or deferment of taxes. So there's various scenarios and laws that you can use to resolve tax issues. The actual company themselves, again, they're getting volume. They're saying, hey, they're pushing, if you got tax problems, come out here, give us a call, and we'll analyze your situation. But I think the ones that are saying, well, automatically get you an offer and compromise and reduce your taxes, you know, from 10 cents on the dollar without looking at your situation, you wouldn't know.
Thank you, Ken.
And you can
question.
Call me further on that, Ken. We'll give my contact information and I'll reply to you, give you a more detailed answer.
All right. Thank you for that. Great question, Ken. When we come forward, we're going to continue our discussion this morning with David Murphy, EA, and doing our best to help you get some of that stress off of you in regards to getting ready to deal with the IRS. This is Reverend Gerald, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy wife, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Governor Newsom proposes $2.7 billion for COVID response. I'm Myesha Cairo with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. In the first week of January, the governor proposed an investment in COVID response efforts, asking lawmakers to take action immediately. It included spending for more testing, more vaccines, including boosters, and support for healthcare professionals. This is an emergency response package that the governor says will focus on the hardest hit communities. California currently has a positivity rate of over 21%, and that number is growing. Additionally, in COVID news, Newsom deployed about 200 National Guardsmen to assist at testing sites. And the FDA approved boosters for children ages 12 to 25. I'm Myesha Cairo. That was your K-Black Minute News and COVID update, brought to you by KBLA 1580. On all platforms.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around,
Then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a lounge singer to be their office receptionist.
Hello, this is Mickey Marquis, and you've reached the office of Duggan Associates. Thank you very much. Catch me Tuesday nights at the Hotel Johnson. Hello?
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Duggan Associates, this is Mickey Marquis. Hello?
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
I used to play in bars for cash on the line. Yeah, I used to play my guitar for cash on the line. I didn't make a lot of money. Everything I made was mine. Now try to get legal and do the right thing.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. Our conversation today falls into our, Mr. Murphy mentioned buckets, falls into our financial literacy bucket. And what we're doing today is helping people get with some information that can take a little bit of the stress and concern that everybody feels this time of year when it's time to prepare our taxes. David, I know you had mentioned last time that you mentioned BBB, which I'm assuming stands for that bill that has yet to pass, which is the Build Back Better, and we know there's going to be some tax implications included in that. But since that bill hasn't passed, is there any bills that have passed that our listeners need to know about in preparing their taxes this year?
Yes, yes. Most of the bills, like the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 and the bipartisan Infrastructure and Jobs Acts that was passed, and the consolidated appropriation bills. All of these are bills that, you know, Biden has passed in the last year. And even though you may see the advertising where they're pushing, you know, the Voting Act part of that or the daycare part of that, there's usually tax issues or tax consequences in all of those bills. So whoever your professional is, which is why you might want to go to someone who's a little bit more seasoned and understands this, can utilize those. Some of those deductions might have been, you know, the percentages of business meals that you might have heard of that you can write off. That went to 100%. The charitable contributions amounts went up. The employee retention credits, if you're an employer, the small business additions, there's something they call business credits that we were talking about. The paid sick leave, paid family leave, payroll, small business education additions, payroll protection. There was a lot of different things in those bills that some of them would apply to you, some of them not. But again, you want to go to your professional who understands that or can look it up and, you know, and use it to your benefit in your tax planning. Mm-hmm. You really want to be aware of what's going on with the economy. And just besides, you shouldn't be going to your tax preparer in January through April saying, oh, I hope I don't owe any taxes. That's kind of old school. If you're really serious about reducing your taxes, you have to start the year before. And I usually, minimum is probably October. I have clients come in who have significant income, and we start doing tax planning so that if there is something we need to do before the 31st of December, before the year ends, whether that's expenses, try to defer income, or bring income into that year because they're trying to qualify for a loan or buy a property, do that before the year is over so that by the time when you're filing your taxes, you're not behind the eight ball.
Right. So basically, if I'm understanding what you're saying, when you get ahead of the game, then when you come into this time of year, you're not so much worried about, am I going to have to pay any taxes or how much taxes I can pay. You can work all year long, make as much money as you can and have a great understanding of what to do with that money. So you're not worried about how much, you're able to pay whatever taxes, you know, are required and still have enough left over to live your life and be happy going forward.
Correct. I kind of break that down to, you don't want to let the tax tail of the dog wag the dog. Don't let the tax tail wag the dog. You should know what your taxes are going to be, and you should plan on making as much money as possible and paying as little taxes as possible.
Got it. We come forward. We're going to close out our session with David Murphy today, and hopefully you've gotten some information to ease a little bit of that tax tension that you feel this time of year. This is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. The Koreatown Youth and Community Center, or KYCC, was established in 1975 to support at-risk youth. Today, KYCC is the leading multi-service organization in Koreatown, supporting children and their families in the areas of education, health, housing, and finances. KYCC is committed to making Koreatown a safe and beautiful place to live and work. The mission of KYCC is to serve the needs of the Korean Americans in Greater Los Angeles as well as the multi-ethnic Koreatown community. KYCC's programs and services are directed towards recently immigrated, economically disadvantaged youth and families and promote community socioeconomic empowerment. To donate, volunteer, or to get help, 213-365-7400. That's 213-365-7400 or visit kycla.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer WetJet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer WetJet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer WetJet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
With Early Paycheck, you can get your direct deposit up to 2 days earlier. That's another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision ever. Even easier than deciding to open the biggest birthday gift first.
Happy birthday to you.
Which one are you going to open first?
The pony!
Yep, even easier than that. Plus, with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is banking with Capital One even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. No fees or minimums on new consumer accounts. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we've spent our hour this morning talking about relieving some of the stress from the IRS. I want to remind you the presenting sponsor of Urban League, The presenting sponsor of Urban Family Focus is the Los Angeles Urban League, celebrating 100 years, highlighting and providing solutions to issues that matter most to urban families of color. Mr. Murphy, thank you for showing up today and giving us this great information on helping people relieve some stress from taxes. Let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you and the easiest way to find you if they need to have more questions for you.
Sure. One thing I do want to say, though, before we close here is that your preparer should make your taxes and your tax situation less stressful. You don't need to be under stress. So you find somebody who can give you the law, help you, you know, there to answer your questions. But back to case on point, you can go to my website. It's dlmurphyinc.com. So the website has all the information on it. Or you can call, those of you who may be baby boomers who are not on the computer, 310-649-2022 is my cell, is my office number, and 310-218-9391 is my cell phone number. So please email, text, fax, call with any questions you may have. And thank you again, Gerald, for having me.
Oh, but thank you. You want to repeat those numbers one more time for us?
Sure. The office number is 310-649-2022. And the cell phone number is 310-218-9391.
Thank you for your time and great information today, Mr. Murphy. We're going to continue this conversation on taxes from a business point of view next week with Catherine Shirley, who's a CPA. And we want to thank all of you for staying with us today. Black Lives Matter is next. This is Not a Drill. We appreciate you spending our time with us on KVLA Talk 1580 and Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. See you next week, next Saturday, 7 a.m. Have a great day.
KVLA 1580.